I want to share with you the difference between those who struggle and those who have a successful business. Hi, and welcome to the Radical Webinar Podcast, the show that helps six-figure high-ticket coaches who hate marketing scale the business to seven figures and beyond with webinars. Hi, this is your host, Terrence Tam.
And your AI co-host, Debbie, who is here again to torment Terrence in another episode of Founders Go Naked.
God help us all. Anyway, in today's episode, I want to share my reflections on what makes a coach or expert successful. See, after working with over 50 experts and coaches over the last 10 years, and knowing intimately what happens in the background of these coaching businesses, I think I am well qualified to talk about this issue.
Who have you worked with that makes you qualified? I don't see you marketing Tony Robbins, do I?
Yeah, no, because Tony hasn't heard of us yet. That's probably why he's not working with us. But we've worked with some people who are well-respected in the coaching industry. People like Mark Joyner, who has been around since the early days of the internet. Vince Tan, who has been speaking on stages for almost two decades. And Justin Wall, who has won multiple Two Comma Club awards. I've seen people who last in the industry and others who don't. I also know what sales figures they achieve behind the scenes. So I want to share with you the difference between those who struggle and those who have a successful business. So the first thing that differentiates them is integrity. After working with so many coaches in this space, I think this is one of the most important things to have. That is integrity. Because in an online world like today, you will be found out very quickly if you don't have integrity. Say, for example, if your product promises a certain outcome, make sure you deliver it. I mean, we have worked with coaches who say they own millions of dollars in real estate or businesses, but yet they have problems paying our bills. I think the whole fake it before you make it mindset is destructive for coaches. Why not instead be honest? Why not say that you are on your way to achieving your goals, but you have achieved, say, 50% growth in your business over the past 3 years? I mean, not only will people value your honesty, they are more likely to trust you.
How can you find out if you have integrity?
If you're a coach and you sometimes catch yourself exaggerating, then that's a telltale sign that you're losing integrity. And if you're getting online reviews that have customers complaining about you, then it's time to review what you are doing and improve your product. The second thing is the ability to be flexible, see opportunities, and act fast. I remember when COVID first hit, we were getting leads for webinars for literally pennies. Some of our clients pivoted to webinars immediately, and they made an absolute killing. I remember one of our other clients saying that they just want to stop advertising completely because they were not ready to move into webinars from in-person seminars because they didn't think it would work. They were simply too slow to move, and they had their lunch eaten by others because they did not see this as an opportunity, but they want to see how things pan out first. In fact, they stopped using our services. So by the time they made the move, it was too late. I don't even know if their business is still existing today. And the third thing I notice is that successful coaches have a clearly defined target market. Most coaches I see are casting a net that is too big and too wide. The successful ones, on the other hand, will have a very clearly defined audience. Just like this week, when I was talking to a prospect. He is a coach in the UK who has a framework for growing businesses. When I asked him who his ideal target audience was, I was pleasantly surprised because I was bracing for the standard answer to be like entrepreneurs. Instead, he told me that his audience is solopreneurs who are usually coaches and consultants, and that they are doing everything because they do not currently hire anyone in their business. And they currently turn over about $100,000 a year, and they want to increase their businesses to between $200,000 and $300,000 a year. I was delighted to hear this because we can then write specific copy for these people.
But wouldn't that make your audience too small?
I think that is what many people think of, Debbie. The fact is that even with this tightly defined audience, there are millions of people who fit these criteria. And by having a clearly defined audience, your message and offers are more clearly tailored towards them. Now, talking about offers, this brings me to the fourth thing that I've observed with successful coaches and experts. They have a clearly defined problem that their ideal audience is experiencing, and they have a unique solution for that particular problem. For example, one of our clients had a seminar that wanted to teach people how to make money from real estate. The ads didn't work very well. So what we did is change things around by asking, what is the one problem that is stopping his ideal customer from taking action? The answer was their inability to find the capital to start investing. So we changed the offer to a seminar on how to raise enough money to start investing in real estate. Our cost per lead immediately dropped by 60%, and we turned things around for the client pretty quickly. The fifth thing that I believe makes coaches more successful is that they are actively building their authority. This means they are actively and consistently creating content, whether it's through a podcast, YouTube videos, or writing a book, or posting on social media. And they also get on as guests on podcasts or speaking engagements on stage, and they also get media publicity on a regular basis. So they are not just trying to sell, but they are also constantly building their personal brand and authority.
What if you are bad at creating content?
Debbie, I don't think there's anyone inherently bad at creating content, especially if they are subject matter experts or a coach. But maybe it's a matter of they lack time to create that content. In that case, there are so many AI tools today that can help create content. For example, you could ask ChatGPT to generate you a script, then create your video avatar on HeyGen that looks exactly like you. And guess what? 11 Labs can create your AI voice that sounds exactly like yours to read out the script by your avatar. So by combining these three tools, you can generate countless pieces of content on YouTube, all without you actually doing the talking yourself. Now, you might ask, how about social media? There are actually AI tools that can extract that content from YouTube and post it on various social media platforms as well. By the way, this is my actual voice on this podcast, right? I'm not using any AI.
And mine is an AI generated from 11 Labs.
Ah, yes. Thanks for reminding me. Yeah, see how real Debbie's voice is?
And how annoying it is too.
Of course, how can we forget that part? All right, guys, that's it for this episode. I hope you've enjoyed this episode where I've shared my insights as to what traits successful coaches have versus those that are not successful. And if you're a coach or expert, please don't forget to grab my book, Lead Search. It's a 225-page book that details 8 marketing funnels that you can immediately apply to your coaching or expert business right away. You can see the link in the show notes below. So thanks for listening, and I will see you in the next episode.